Washington Post, Joe Biden's migration makes Americans homeless. By Neil Monroe on July 28, 2024. More working Americans are going homeless amid Bidenomics, says a July 28 report in The Washington Post, which also noted that policy experts admit the homeless crisis is being made worse by the Democrats' pro-migration policies. The recent influx of migrants has also worsened the problem, they said, as has the spike in rental costs in the wake of the pandemic, The Washington Post wrote on July 28. The connection is being spotlighted by GOP politicians, including President Donald Trump and Carrie Lake, the GOP candidate for a Senate seat in Arizona. We have 12 million people who poured in. They have to live somewhere, and the government's putting them up. Sometimes hotels, sometimes they're giving them subsidies for apartments. We're having to compete for those apartments with him, Lake told Breitbart News on July 18. When you have so much demand, prices go up. That's exactly why housing is unaffordable for young people, she said. The direct cause of the problem is that housing costs have risen faster than wages, The Washington Post noted. Homelessness, already at a record high last year, appears to be worsening among people with jobs, as housing becomes further out of reach for low-wage earners. According to shelter interviews, an uptick in evictions and homelessness tallies around the country. The Washington Post's article cited several working yet homeless Americans in Biden's high migration, high inflation, low-wage economy. I work 50 hours a week, and it's still really hard to keep up, said Aaron Reed, 22, who makes $21 an hour at an Amazon warehouse near Nashville, and returns to his mother's Hyundai SUV to sleep. He shares the backseat with their black lab, Stella, while his mom sleeps up front. Deborah Bauer, a dog groomer in San Ramon, California, has been homeless since October, after breast cancer treatment swiped out $100,000 of her savings. These days she either sleeps in her small SUV, which she parks in a movie theater parking lot, or in $95 a night hotel rooms, where she often brings along her own dog, Bean, as well as others she's watching overnight for clients. Since 2021, Biden's deputies have welcomed more than 10 million legal and illegal migrants, or roughly one migrant for every American newborn. The deliberate Bidenomics policy has enriched investors by holding down Americans' wages and productivity while fueling nationwide inflation and housing costs. The damage inflicted by the two-fisted Bidenomics policy punch is being admitted by U.S. banking officials. In the short run, immigration may actually have helped because the labor market got looser because there were more people, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell told Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., at a Senate hearing. But you're talking about housing specifically. I'm sure there are places in the country where new people coming into the country will have contributed to an already tight housing market, he added. Biden's migrants need a place to live, and their arrival in the U.S. has likely also increased demand for housing, said Neil Kashkari, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, on May 7. The results include higher rents and higher mortgage rates. He said, perhaps a neutral interest rate for the housing market is higher than before the pandemic. Homelessness is rising mostly among poor people with jobs along the West Coast and in the Northeast, according to a July study of January data at Dynamite.net. The study spotlights the distinction between people who are too poor to rent apartments and the people who are too drugged or disabled to even seek apartments, saying, New York has recently had a huge spike in sheltered non-chronic homelessness. Increases in California are driven by unsheltered chronic homelessness. The study shows homeless data for many cities, including Denver, where homelessness has spiked even the city's mayor invited at least 20,000 foreign migrants into the city. The pushback. A growing number of Republicans, including Trump, are spotlighting the homeless problem. Housing costs are skyrocketing, absolutely skyrocketing because we have 15 million new migrants, he said in an Arizona speech. We have no place to put them. I'll also make it a personal mission to completely eradicate veterans' homelessness in America, Trump told a November 2023 crowd in New Hampshire. The pro-migration policy has the same anti-family consequences in many other countries, including Canada, Ireland, Australia, and the United Kingdom. Many of the governments in those countries have been defeated or now face defeat because they supported mass migration. In Canada, for example, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is facing defeat because his migrant policy has imposed huge damage on young Canadians. "We're going to cap the population growth below the growth in the housing stock," rival Pierre Poilievre said on July 26. After 3 years of importing renters, Biden's deputies have recognized the pocketbook and political problem. He recently suggested that federal regulators could respond by penalizing landlords who raise prices, regardless of the impact on investors' reduced incentive to build additional housing. But Biden's deputies have shown no interest in reversing their goal of an elite-managed, high-migration, low-wage economy. His successor, Vice President Kamala Harris, has done little to offset Biden's damage. For example, when asked about the migration problem on July 27, she dodged the question. "Biden's border czar, the Cuban-born Alejandro Mayorkas, justifies his migration policy as equity for foreigners, as an above-the-law nation of immigrants duty of the United States, and as a subsidy for employers. Roughly half of the invited migrants are allowed to fly from their homes in Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela for ordinary jobs that would otherwise go to better-paid Americans and their high-tech workplace tools." He has repeatedly suggested that he has the authority to further raise the invited influx without congressional approval. "That huge inflow has pushed down voters' wages, driven up voters' rents, and so crashed President Joe Biden's poll numbers. The colonialism-like inflow also extracts human resources from developing countries, including the increasingly chaotic nation of Haiti, and has killed thousands of migrants. The federal policy has broken public support for legal and illegal migration. A clear 55% majority of Americans want reductions in migration," Gallup reported on July 12, despite elite insistence that the United States is a nation of immigrants.